Hey, this is Jonathan Goodman, and I have incredibly exciting news. My book, The Obvious Choice, is now available for purchase in Kindle, in Audible, and in hardcover. Anywhere that you find books, please go on Amazon, please go to whatever bookstore you like, buy yourself a copy, buy a copy for a friend. Hope that you absolutely love it. Now let's get into the show.
Writing is not easy. Communicating to somebody else an idea that you have in your head in a way that makes sense for others, not necessarily you, is an inhuman type of skill. Being able to communicate effectively through a text message, through an email, is an immensely important skill. So many things can be misconstrued, can be taken out of context, ignored, glossed over when you don't write a good email. For example, there are so many stories that we naturally tell in our own head when we receive an email from somebody else. Do they hate me? Do they like me? Do they understand what I'm saying? Do I sound stupid? Am I silly? Am I embarrassing myself? Well, the clearer that you can communicate through your writing, the clearer your email is going to be. And the fewer stories that you're going to be able to tell, the easier time another person's going to be able to understand you. Writing is selling. Writing is presenting. Even if you focus on video, writing is scripting. I think that writing and learning the basic tenets of storytelling is the single most important thing for a young person to learn that is ambitious these days. And so how do you learn it? Well, you don't just go out and read a bunch of writing books. Because you don't have any context through which to put the information through yet. It's the same as sales. Like, you won't learn anything meaningful about sales by reading a book about sales if you've never done sales before. What you need to do instead is you need to actually go out and do a bunch of sales. Sell anything. It doesn't matter what it is. Go door to door, take a job, selling work for somebody else, selling. Try to sell stuff on the internet. It doesn't really matter, but get some experience under your belt selling, and then read a few of the books on selling, and then watch the podcast, watch the videos, study it, talk to people, go to events, whatever. Because then you have context through which to put your experience through to be able to begin to fill the gaps. Well, it's the same with writing. Everybody can write. That's the beautiful thing. If somebody says that writing is easy, that tells me that they're a shit writer, because writing is not easy. Communicating to somebody else an idea that you have in your head in a way that makes sense for others, not necessarily you, is an inhuman type of skill. It takes a tremendous amount of work. If somebody tells me that writing is easy, immediately what I know is that for them, they're writing things that they understand in a way that probably others can't really understand that well. They're taking in their own experiences too much. But that's how you're going to start. And so there's a couple of things that I do that are kind of fun and kind of silly. What I'll do sometimes is an exercise kind of in storytelling where I'll let my mind go to all of these fun places where I'll sit on a park bench or I'll sit in a cafe and I'll have a notebook and I'll actually just write made up backstories about all of the other people in the cafe. And they're like, nobody sees them. I don't publish them anywhere. But they're just the silliest things ever. And it's fun to just let your brain explore and tell these stories. And so, oh, he was actually a captain of a tugboat. And then, they had a fishing contract and whatever. You just go to all of these extreme, ridiculous circumstances. And I think also this is actually a really good exercise for children to be able to use that kind of creative part of their brain. For example, Calvin and I were taking the subway one time in Toronto when the TTC was delayed. There was an electrical outage or whatever. And we sat down, you know, it was going to be like 30 minutes. So we sat down kind of leaning against a wall on the platform. And
if you've listened this far into the podcast, I want to invite you to buy a copy of my new book, The Obvious Choice. It's available now. A lot of people have been asking me what the book's about. The central premise is that it's learning how to position yourself as the clear and trusted answer to a specific group's problems. You see, a lot of people these days are trying to become famous to the faceless, anonymous internet. Instead of becoming the obvious choice to a smaller amount of people who are going to buy from you. It's actually much better, much more profitable, much easier, and much faster, and much less stressful to be obviously perfect to a smaller amount of people than just okay to a lot of people who are never going to buy you. You see, you don't need to be the best at everything or chase the largest audience. You need to become the most relevant to your people. What I do is I emphasize the importance of understanding your audience's needs, meeting them where they already are, and delivering such value that choosing anyone else feels irrational. And so pick up a copy of the book. It's in Kindle, it's in Audible, it's in hardcover, wherever you find books. Hope that you absolutely love it.
I said to him, I was like, here's something that I like to do when I write. Calvin was like 6 at the time. Do you want me to try to do it with some of the people here? And I did one, and then he did one, and then he did another one. And so the other people that were sitting on the platform, he started making up little stories about who they were. What a great way to engage your brain in a different way, to be able to practice kind of storytelling. And so after you've done this for a period of time, you don't need to write for anybody else, you need to write for yourself. Well, then you can start reading, you know, Zinsler's On Writing, then you can start reading The Elements of Style and Stephen King's On Writing and all of them, Bird by Bird, then you can start reading all of these books. But I think you want to write a lot first. And then the other part that I really love is, whenever I'm dealing with something that I'm having a hard time kind of understanding in my own head, writing it out, not journaling, I've never been a journal guy, if I'm honest, but writing it out and almost interviewing myself has helped quite a bit. I don't do this exercise as much anymore, but I used to do it a lot when I was building up my businesses. You know, there were all these challenges and strategic challenges, and I was trying to push at the edges. And so you can't really read a book about a lot of the nuanced problems in your industry, right? And I need some people to talk to, but not a lot. Not many people who were doing what I was doing on the level that I was doing it, obsessed with it the way that I was obsessed with it. I don't know if that resonates or not, but I had to kind of figure it out. And so what I did is I'd take a notebook, and my first tip is don't buy expensive notebooks. Buy those cheap dollar store notebooks, because then you can mug the shit out of them and you don't feel bad. I always find that whenever I buy an expensive notebook, I'm always too careful with it and want it to be too pretty. And then I don't actually use it as a notebook properly. So I just go to the dollar store and get like those shitty ones. And so I have this notebook, and I start interviewing myself. I start asking myself questions. And it always started the same way, because I always wanted to start the same way. I was like, hey, what's up, man? Good to see you again. What are you thinking about right now? And then I'd write down what I'm thinking about. And I'd actually write this as an interview back and forth. And the interviewer always kind of degraded into a sarcastic asshole, because I guess that's my natural way of being. And so that's kind of my psychosis. But the interviewer kind of became this type of person. And I started to really figure stuff out. And I would just, oh, why do you think that? Oh, that's interesting. Have you ever thought about this aspect of it? Oh, where did that come from? I'm curious. And it's me asking these questions and me answering these questions, but what I'm kind of doing is splitting myself into two. And writing is just a great way to understand yourself better. And so, you know, for all of these reasons, I think you need to write. I think writing is how we think. And I think in this day and age where AI engines, ChatGPT, whatever, I think there's going to be fewer people writing than ever. You can give a prompt, you can give a voice prompt, you can even dictate something, and now it's going to write for you. I know a lot of people who dictate their books and then they use an AI engine to clean it up. Like, they'll literally dictate their thoughts on their morning walk, and then they'll put it into Claude or one of these things, and they'll be like, you are an expert nonfiction author. You write like X person and Y person and Z person that I admire. Please turn this speech into a chapter of my next book. And they basically take that and submit that as a book. And I think that that could be fine. It's a way to get your thoughts down. But what you are not doing is you are not using writing as a way to think better, to think more clearly. And I think that's going to be lost. And so as fewer and fewer people write, with the advent of technology, I think that the benefits of writing actually are going to become greater.